This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A verdict is in from the officer charged in the botched police raid that resulted in the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky.
Brad Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely, Brett, was the jury felt like you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot, you've got a right to defend yourself.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More Americans than ever are taking melatonin supplements to help them sleep, raising safety concerns. Melatonin can also come with adverse side effects, and some people may be ingesting more than they realize because the supplements are not strictly regulated. Studies have found that the actual contents of melatonin in supplements can be up to 478% higher than what's on the label. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Vladimir Putin's forces attacked Europe's largest nuclear power plant overnight with bombs has all of Europe on edge. Rebecca Koffler is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency. She was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss Russia's attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
I don't believe Putin intended to cause a nuclear disaster here. But at the same time, Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. Why is that? It's because he has been preparing his playbook on his orders. A very sophisticated nuclear doctrine has been developed. According to which he's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment in the first use instance. What does it mean? It means that if he perceives that he's losing the conflict, he can demonstrate a nuclear strike in Europe. And the reason he's comfortable is because Russians have the capability with a low-yield nuclear warhead.
You shouldn't feel guilty for having a glass of wine every night. so long as you drink it with dinner, like the French. A study at Tulane University in New Orleans has found a glass with dinner, rather than on an empty stomach, could cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 14%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have the best-selling author Max Lucado with us now to talk about his new book, 316, The Numbers of Hope. 316 is significant for me, Max, because it happens to be my birthday.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. I wrote a book all about your birthday.
Well, in more ways than one, as you can imagine. John 3:16, 26 words. How powerful. And as some have said, that really is the Bible in a nutshell. And I believe it's why it's so quoted.
I agree. And, you know, I've had such delightful encounters with 3:16. I remember many years ago I was going to D.C. to talk about the scripture, John 3:16, at a really strategic, neat opportunity. I checked into the hotel, and guess what my room number was?
3:16. Yeah.
Yeah. So all these little signs, you know. But yeah, John 3:16 is just the scripture that we treasure, because every word is like a table of contents or a chapter in the table of contents to the Christian hope. I'm so happy it's been a part of your life.
Yeah, it really has. And I remember the first time it connected with my spirit. And I said, John 3:16, my birthday's 3:16, you know. And so, you know, again, like you going into a room and getting the room number of 3:16. And it's just another affirmation that God is with us.
It is. You know, I'm an old converted drunk. I'm a bum. I would have never wanted my daughters to go out with a young version of Max Lucado. And when I heard John 3:16 as a 20-year-old, my question was not, does God exist, but could God forgive a jerk like me? Wow. I was a heavy drinker, a womanizer. I was just a mess. And and when I heard the word whoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That whoever invitation is exactly what I needed to hear. And, you know, the gates of grace were thrown wide open to me, and I walked through.
And that's where you were, but now you are, because 3:16, John 3:16 was revealed to you in much the same way that as Jesus told Peter, he says, I know mere man didn't tell you that you had to get this from God, right?
Yeah. I do believe in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, my worldview, I think, is the same as yours, that we're here on this earth to make a decision about the grandest invitation in all of human history. And that is to say yes or no, to spend spend eternity with God in a renewed world, with in renewed body, in a restored relationship with Him. And I think that's what we're here to do. That's the big invitation. There are many smaller invitations, but that's the big one. And John 3:16 articulates that so clearly, so precisely. And that's why this scripture deserves our consideration and pondering.
Especially for a time such as this, if I might say, Max, I mean, people are crying out. I mean, this chaos and that we're dealing in this world. Here we are, you know, some have said we're on the verge of a potential World War III incident with the United States and Russia. We've got COVID, this pandemic that we've been swallowed under. And people are looking up instinctively. Like I was speaking to some men the other day. I said, have you noticed how many people just instinctively, and even people who say they're atheists, they just instinctively look up, and it's almost like you want to feel like one of the angels say, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the suicide rate is as high as it's been since World War II. Tragic. Yeah. What a tragic statement. And depression and anxiety are just skyrocketing. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think COVID, and like you say, the global conflict has revealed a inadequate ability in the hearts of our society to deal with the hurt of the human heart. And I really believe that for this time, we have this opportunity to say, God never promised we'd have no affliction. But he did promise he'd get us through it. And you have the invitation of a lifetime to say yes to him. But there are many people who say no, and consequently they live in this spiral of sadness and depression or meaninglessness. But the more people that can say yes to him, and I'm not saying say yes to a religion or say yes to some cult or say yes to some charismatic leader. I'm talking about saying yes to God who became flesh, Jesus Christ, who died for us and is coming back for us. We say yes to him. That's a life-changing decision.
You know, Max, to hear you talk, it reminds me of why Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And I'm told that he wept because they missed their appointed time.
Yeah.
And that has been something that God has shown me. And this is right now, because of COVID and all that, everybody, increased suicide, all this stress and depression and everything, that's drug addiction that is happening in our society today. You released this needed book that, you know, the throne room of God said, hey, look, at you've got to write and focus on 3:16. My people need hope. The people that Jehovah Makedesh, he who sanctifies, he has set these the people apart that need this, the numbers of hope. And my prayer, and I know yours as well, is that they not miss their appointed time.
Wouldn't it be great if we saw a great return to God out of this?
Yes.
You know, in which we could, you know, a relationship with God is really the answer to all the issues that we're struggling with. I don't know any greater answer to racism than to acknowledge that God loves all people and he has forgiven me as a sinner. And I want to love everybody. I don't know of a greater solution to global conflict than the belief that there's a good God, a sovereign God, and he alone is setting up the kingdom that's worth fighting for, not these earthly conflicts. You can just go down the list of all the struggles that we have. And most of all, I think the promise of the power of the Holy Spirit, who comes in a miraculous way to take jerks like me and turn us into some form. I'm not perfect by any means, but to give us a second chance. What a gift, what a miracle. And I'm like you, brother. I just want that for every person.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Why is this verse so well loved, easily recognized, and often quoted? Well, Max Lucado breaks it all down, and we're more than excited to have him here to talk about this new book, 3:16. We've got more from Max Lucado after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save his lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Max Lucado continues with us. We're talking his new book, 316, The Numbers of Hope. The best-selling author examines the most famous verse in the Bible with new material, new video sessions, free online Bible study for 2022. Think about it. 26 words comprise what is arguably the most well-known verse in the Christian Bible. And there's a clear contrast in our society. And people, you know, have asked, why is God allowing this pandemic? And I said, for contrast, because it's always, as you read the Bible, Max, I always read, there comes to that point that God says, I want you to know that I am God. Because as you said, you know, who do you turn to? You're going to turn to Dr. Fauci. You're going to turn to Joe Biden. You're going to turn to, you know, the political establishment that has failed us, the corrupt, the corruption that's running rampant in our world today. This is why we need the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He is the answer. He is the number of hope, 316. And, you know, when I was in Bible college, what I appreciated was the numbers of God. And there was this particular topic that we talked about, God's math. Three, as you know, represents resurrection. 16 represents love.
Wow.
And, you know, So it's cool when you put that together, right?
The resurrection of love. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. Man, I thought I'd read every possible interpretation or thought on John 3:16. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, good. Now you can steal it and share it with everybody else and let them be blessed, because, you know, I'm not that smart, Max. I mean, this comes from the Holy Spirit. It's a direct download just for you. So.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for all you do, man. You do so many good things. You're just one of these guys out there on the front line. Bringing hope and clear thinking to people. And that's a place you've positioned yourself. I admire it.
Well, God has protected us. He has kept us independent to where we're not beholden to anyone but Him. And I'm grateful. And when this opportunity came about, you know, 12 years ago, because I've been in broadcasting most of my life, Max, and I was a crazy disc jockey in Los Angeles doing all the crazy stuff, working in the contemporary market. And then I went in and developed sales teams and ran radio stations. And then 12 years ago, a dear friend of mine in Los Angeles, Rich Buehler, was dying of pancreatic cancer, inoperable pancreatic cancer. And Rich was like the original Christian talk show host in Los Angeles. And his wife called me and said, Bill, Rich is in emergency. We're not sure how, you know, what's going to happen, but can you cover his show? Well, one day led to 8 months. And then I had syndicators come to me, and it was so funny, Max, because they said to me, they go, gosh, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I said, well, you don't know my people. But they said, look, would you be interested? Because we think we can syndicate your show. And, you know, and I prayed to God, and I just said, God, look, if this is your desire, if this is the call that you want me to respond to, then may it be based on a biblical worldview in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And that has been the foundation of this radio show for the last 12 years, and may it continue to be so.
Yeah. Tell me about your faith. How did that begin?
Well, I was raised Catholic. And in fact, up until my senior year in high school, I was on my way to the Maryknoll Missionary to become a Maryknoll Missionary, to go to seminary. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I had a crisis in my faith with a lot of things happening. You had the ecumenical council, a lot of traditional things. I didn't even realize I was conservative Catholic until I dealt with some of these crises. So then I went on a search for God, and I started studying all different things. And I had friends would say, hey, when are you going to study the Bible? I said, well, you know, right now I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance. So God put up with me and let me go through this discovery, right? So there it is. And, you know, as you say, we've lived life, and we've lived unrighteously and gone through our experience. And I should have been judged and put out a long time ago. But God, in His grace and mercy, had a longer term plan and allowed me to get through it. And then I ended up after a radio career along the way. I went to Bible college and, you know, sealed a lot of the things that I needed to have sealed and crystallized in my mind. And so here I am today, you know, loving Jesus nonstop.
How old were you when you began that journey?
18, yeah, because I was a cry. I mean, I was thinking, I'm going to the Maryknoll Seminary. And then all of a sudden, I'm not, you know, and I had to go into the world and figure it out. So,
My goodness. I was when I was 18, I mentioned in passing, you know, I was a jerk, a bum, so self-centered. And I've been a heavy drinker. And my friend James and I would drink a lot every night. And my first the only comment I made in my 18th year worthy of note was one night I said to my friend James, and we're sitting in his truck in West Texas drinking beer after beer, and finally I said, James, there's got to be more to life than this.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers me saying that. Of course, he didn't have an answer. I didn't have an answer. I think that, in a sense, was a prayer that God heard, because it seemed to get me on a path of, you know, Bill, a search light came down upon me, and I think it was a prayer that God heard, and because I was soon thereafter began meeting people who had a it took a few years, but they had a great influence on my life.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing when you look back and you see where God was every step of the way.
Everyone.
And like I say, I mean, for me, you know, I end up in L.A. radio at a young age after I got out of the Marine Corps. And so I'm in L.A. radio. I'm working with the likes of Wolfman Jack. That every time I would go into the studio, he was a consummate pot smoker. And I'd be on a contact high by the time I hit the first step going into the studio. And there was always remnants of stuff. And he'd say, oh, Bill, you know, just help yourself, you know, whatever I leave behind. You know, the other guy who used to follow me, he, you know, eat it, chew it and stuff. And it blew his mind, because he'd go, Bill, you're Mexican. You know, Mexicans, you know, they sell pot. They grow pot. They, you know, they smoke pot. What are you doing? You don't do any of that
stuff. That's fun.
You don't do any of that stuff.
How old are you, Bill? How old?
I'm 71. I'll be 72 this year. Boy,
you're
I'm just real
me.
Opening
you're
to you.
Kidding
yes.
Me. You sound so young.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Yeah,
I'm 67, so we're kind of the same vintage.
We're contemporaries. We've gone through the journeys together, no doubt. I'll tell you, Max, I look forward maybe in God's you know, plan that we'll be able to sit down, have a cup of coffee. I'd love to talk story with you and you know, share some experiences, because you know, we're always blessed when we're around people of faith who have gone through the journey that speak from experience, right? Because God says, he who knows me will do mighty exploits. And for me, it's not so much about the exploits as much as it is that it reminds us to give God all the glory, right?
True that. God bless you and all your listeners, and any of your listeners who are passing through hard times today, struggling today, be assured that there's a pastor in Texas. I'm praying for you. The Lord loves you, and he'll get you through this. And he uses everything to bring us to him and to bring glory to his name. So please don't give up. Amen. Hang in there, where the world is in desperate need of good men like Bill, good men and women like Bill, to bring hope and encouragement to these difficult times.
Well, 26 powerful words from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is our prayer. Max Lucado, his book 3:16, Numbers of Hope. What a blessing. Thank you so much. We'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. God bless you, Max. Take care.
God bless you, Bill. Hang in there, okay?
You got it, pal. Let John 3:16 become the banner of your life, so much so that the message of God's unending and unbending love overflows from you to others. The Numbers of Hope 3:16 contains an all-new introduction and a previously published 40-day devotional on the life of Jesus called Only Jesus, 40 Days with the Son. Make sure you get that email to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll put you in the hopper, and hey, look it, you can have your own copy absolutely free, our gift to you. 3:16, The Numbers of Hope.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions, causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, March is a special month, not only because it's my birthday month, but more importantly, it's National Frozen Food Month. And, you know, when we talk about National Frozen Food Month, we got to bring on my good friend, Jamie Gwen, chef and TV personality. She's featured on the Food Network, Master Chef, The Talk, Martha Stewart, Emeril. I mean, she's all over the place. I mean, and she's here to give us some great tips about how to take advantage of the great frozen and refrigerated foods that are so easily attainable. Jamie, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm always so grateful to be with you, Bill. Thank you. I'm glad that you're healthy and well. And did you know that it's National Frozen Food Month?
I did.
I am celebrating. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did. The values are exceptional right now. But as a chef, I think people question, like, you use frozen food? Yes, I do.
Yes. Exactly. And the reason that they're hotter than ever is because they taste good. And it really works, doesn't it?
They do. And that's a great way to say it. It does work. This is not the frozen food aisle of your memories, right? The TV dinner is no longer. Well, I'm sure it is in a far more fabulous way. But I think it's the innovation in the frozen food aisle that's really taken it by storm, and what chefs and cooks and moms and dads and all of us have embraced. Today's frozen foods have evolved, and the companies that produce them are meeting our demands as consumers for delicious quality choices that offer convenience and variety. No matter your diet, your lifestyle, how you choose to eat, and so on, you can simplify your meal prep. If you have some cooking fatigue over 2 years of cooking at home, who doesn't, right? You can find a really beautiful bevy of ethnic influence to spice up your life, right? You can try something new. And there are a lot of special deals during the month of March because it is Frozen Food Month at your local grocery store. So I think it's the time to take a browse of the frozen food aisle.
Well, without a doubt, you and I have talked about this. It's been consistent, I think, for the last 3 years at least, is the creativity of frozen foods. It's not like what we had, you know, on TV trays years ago when we were growing up. I mean, how they've expanded and creatively the offerings. And as you mentioned, even the breadth of offerings as far as ethnic-oriented frozen foods as well. And who would have thunk, right?
It's true, actually. But there is something for everyone. Like, if you're vegan, or you're plant-based, or gluten-free, or you eat organic, and you have not seen the frozen food aisle lately, you'll be mesmerized by what there is there. They're on-trend flavors. Like, the frozen food aisle has really kept up with the trend setting, and it's very much in line, and there are unique ingredients, and there are shortcuts, or, you know, I think about it when you mention the ethnic. I think about, like, my favorite Indian dish. I'm probably not going to make it very often at home with 30 ingredients. But there is a specialized company that produces that delicious dish in frozen form that I would gladly introduce my son to add a new flavor or a new taste to the table. And I think what we forget is that it's real food. It's just frozen. And that is a testament to the technology, right?
Exactly.
So we know the term, without a doubt, flash freezing. When I think of it, I think of IQF, individually quick frozen, is the term we use in the industry. For instance, for let's call them frozen strawberries or frozen raspberries. Now, you and I have both bought frozen raspberries before. They have a three-minute shelf life.
Yes.
But when you buy frozen, we bought fresh raspberries, excuse me. We bought fresh raspberries. They have a three-minute shelf life. When you buy frozen, though, they have been picked at the peak of freshness and flavor. They have been flash frozen at crazy cold temperatures. And now you have this longer shelf life. You have fresher longer. You have ultimately less waste, better for the planet. And you have the best value anywhere. And when you think about it, that makes the best smoothie in the morning. So why wouldn't you go to your freezer, especially today when there are famous chefs that are creating frozen foods, recipes and more for these big companies, and they're doing it very proudly using real ingredients.
Well, we're talking with chef and TV personality Jamie Gwen. Jamie, can you do me a favor? Because you've got the ear of, you know, the national frozen food industry. Because one of the things that I have to look at and be very sensitive about is soy. And soy has pervaded everything. And it takes it out of the options for me. Tell them they need to come up with recipes that do not involve soy. And maybe they don't realize, especially for men. Men are especially sensitive to soy. Soy no bueno, especially for us more mature types, okay? When you're younger, it's not that big a deal. But at our age, we're soy sensitive. Pass it on. I believe anything without soy in frozen food categories will fly off the shelves, and the male demographic will applaud you for it.
Embrace it.
Okay.
Sure. No, I think that's a really interesting point. You know, you check the packaging in the frozen food aisle today, and you'll see a lot of no dash, right?
Yeah.
Like there's none of this, none of that, none of this, none of that. And a lot of us are looking for that. There's food allergies galore today, dietary needs, lifestyle restrictions. But you're right. The no soy is something that needs to be looked at. I think that for you specifically, the convenience items in the frozen food section are the way to go, Bill. So, like, can I give you an example? Because I'm in a TV studio with all this food, which I wish I could feed you today.
Yeah.
But I can't.
you always tempt me that way, Jamie. It's not like the old days when we were in the studio together, you know, down the hallway where you could do this. But now I have to use my imagination, which is worse yet. So go ahead.
Yes, but still I'm doing my job, per se, right?
Of course.
The convenience items, as I appease myself on that one, the convenience items in the frozen food section, I think, are often overlooked, and you would have the ability to stay away from soy in this instance. One of the dishes I have in front of me today, recipes I just created for Easy Home Meals. The website, by the way, has all the recipes just posted, easyhomemeals.com.
Good. Okay.
The one dish of the four that I can tell you stands out for me, I love them all, but is one that my son loves. It is entirely gluten-free, and it's veggie-based. So do you know when you watch the chef make spirals of fresh vegetables, right? Like the spiralized veggies, zucchini or butternut squash, whatever it is. Mm. And you think to yourself, well, I don't have that tool or I don't have that time. So in the freezer section, you can buy veggie spirals. It's vegetables in the form of noodles. It's genius.
Wow, I love it.
In the bag. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it too. You steam it in the bag. Then I saute it in olive oil and a little bit of garlic. I top it with tomato sauce. So far, so good for you, Bill.
Yes, yes.
And then I happen to love a frozen gluten-free meatball, and so does my son. Yes. We're not gluten-free, actually. I like the texture of the meatball.
Well, if Jaeger's approving this, I mean, it's already a done deal. It's sealed, you know. So
right? Thank
yes,
you.
We'll follow his lead. Yes.
And then I'll tell you, you have dinner in minutes from the freezer. And people ask me, as a chef, yes. Short on time, big on taste. I want to put dinner on the table some nights quickly, too. I have a toddler. And I think if you really dig deep and you delve into the frozen food aisle, you will see how glorious it has become. I make a sausage Benedict with a Southern-inspired tomato gravy as well. It could be pork sausage or it could be turkey patties. It could be plant-based. I keep them in the freezer. They're my protein snack. I make a panini waffle grilled cheese using frozen waffles in your panini iron. They get really crispy and golden. Oh. The cheese is all gooey, like the most delicious sandwich.
You love doing this to me, don't you? You just love hearing me salivate. This is like, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
I do. Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
For like game night or movie night or family night, I like to put out what I call an international grazing board of snacks. It's like all the craveables you love from the frozen food aisle. It's like fried shrimp and taquitos and egg rolls. I put out a couple homemade sauces, things like that.
Remind our consumers and our listeners how they can enter the chance to win $10,000 in prizes.
Yeah, we're celebrating Frozen Food Month at easyhomemeals.com. 10,000 in prizes, all the recipes you just heard about for inspiration and many more. Once again, easyhomemeals.com. Bill, thank you for the consummate friendship. I love being
here. Oh, you're awesome, my friend. Jamie Gwen, Culinary Institute of America, Le Cordon Bleu graduate, a celebrity. I love bragging about her. Syndicated radio host, and of course, she's got all these great, great ideas for us at easyhomemeals.com. Thank you, Jamie. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Jeff Johnston is joining us. He's the issues analyst at Focus on the Family. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. It's been a while, but it's good to talk with you.
Hey, always good to connect with you. You know, I often tell people experience defines preference. And when it comes to school, we've had a lot of experience kind of come upon us like a tsunami, experience that we never thought was really out there. But I guess we can be thankful for COVID in this degree, is that it's really opened our eyes to the, to the indoctrination and the propaganda that our kids are being conditioned with by these schools, these public schools that our hard-earned tax monies go to support.
You're absolutely right. And I know this morning we're just talking about one area, the transgender ideology that's going into schools, but there are plenty of other areas as well. And we at Focus on the Family want parents to be aware of what's going on and then take action as needed.
Yeah, Jeff, I think we got cut off there. Hopefully, You can still hear me? Are you okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You kind of fell out there for a minute. But, yeah, I would agree that there are so many issues, and transgenderism is, you know, it's not even necessarily a gateway. It's just an obvious display that our public school systems, the barriers, the boundaries, the walls that would protect our children are broken, and they're down, Jeff.
You're right. Children as young as pre-K and kindergarten are being taught that there are a variety of so-called genders, that they can change from one sex to the other, and that they might even have a different gender inside themselves. And that is really confusing for young children in terms of their sexuality and their identity. And it's entering schools in a lot of different ways. Just last week was a national day sponsored by the National Education Association and by the American Association of School Librarians and one of the largest LGBT groups in the country, the Human Rights Campaign. And it was a national day of reading stories to children about transgender issues. And that's just one way that this is being pushed into schools. And you're right, as parents, as kids stayed home because of COVID lockdowns, parents began to see what was some of what was happening and began rising up in different parts of the country.
I like what Max Lucado, we just talked with Max, and in his book, his brand new book, 316, he says, you know, because we've often said this is the information age that we're into, right? We got all this information coming at us, and I keep warning our audience that it really demands us to be better at discerning and understanding the difference between a truth and lie. But I like the way Max sums it up in his own artful no way, he's such an awesome writer. He says, the age of information is the age of confusion. Much know-how, hardly any know-why.
You're right. And this is one of those issues where, you know, it's kind of been, it was on the back burner for a lot of years. Most people didn't think about transgender issues. But more and more, it's front and center. And people don't understand the ideology and how confusing this is for young children. Parents should be aware of the many ways that this gets into schools. It gets in there through school library books, through books that teachers bring into the classroom, through comprehensive sexuality education, where in many states you're required to teach about the experiences of LGBT individuals when you teach comprehensive sex ed. And that can start as early as kindergarten. Social studies lessons, counseling.
I got to tell you, Jeff, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I was kindergarten, that was really high on my list. That's the first thing I told the nuns I wanted to learn about.
Exactly. You wanted to learn about...
I mean, at 5 years old, I mean, hey, I had a handle on this stuff, man. I wanted to know about this stuff.
Well, you know, that's the problem, too, is that that teachers are experts, and children believe what they're taught, even if it's different than what they're taught at home. And that's why parents need to get a jump on this. We encourage parents to talk to children really early about how God made us male and female in his image, and you're a boy and that's a good thing, or you're a girl and that's a wonderful thing. And we want to help children grow into a healthy sense of their sexual identity. And what they're getting in schools is sexual confusion.
Exactly. Well, you say they're experts. You're very kind. I think that's the perception. We want to believe that they're experts, but they're really violating, you know, that perception and what they're doing these kids, because what it is this stuff is being passed down from the administrative educational state. And it's passed down to these teachers. And I got to imagine in some cases, Jeff, that, again, this is a violation. We were talking about this earlier in the show. It's a violation of, you know, the nature of God and God's nature, right? I mean, these are nature's laws and God's nature. And right. We're violating those, and people instinctively, you know, they're kind of like just, it's kind of like what we see happening in Ukraine. You've got Russians right now that are abandoning tanks. You've got Russians that are out in the streets revolting against their government, knowing that they could, you know, they could be liable to 20 years of being in jail for standing out against their government. I mean, there's sometimes there are things that are so outrageous that you just can't help yourself, and you've got to stand up for these things. Because God wired us this way. God wired us to know in our conscience, you know, good from evil.
That's true. And, you know, he says early in the Word that we are made male and female in his image. And that's important to him. So to desecrate male and female is also to desecrate the image of God. And I do want to be careful here, because I was an English teacher for 5 years, and I know a lot of teachers who are believers, and they love children, and they love their subject matter, but a lot of this is coming top down through the
exactly.
Federal Department of Education, state departments mm-hmm. of education, school boards, and it's not just parents who need to push back, it's teachers too.
Right.
I was talking to a teacher a couple weeks ago about this, and I said, you know, you maybe have to be willing to lose your job if you take a stand on this issue. That might be what it takes. So people have to think pretty carefully.
Can you imagine, Jeff? I mean, if suddenly the job that you had with, you know, that you have with Focus on the Family, you're told you couldn't do it. You know, for one reason or another. I mean, we already have that happening right now. You're not COVID vaccinated appropriately. You're not wearing a mask. You're going to lose your job. I mean, this is absurd what our country has come down to. My hope is on the other side of this, again, understanding, experience defines preference, that we will choose the right preference that is consistent with our values and will protect people. But meanwhile, we're going to have collateral damage. We're going to have good people leaving the teaching profession, good people leaving law enforcement, good people leaving government, good people leaving life. I mean, you've got, you know, one thing that we haven't even touched about, this confusion, this sexual confusion that's going on, that's brought on by all these open-minded individuals that think that we should know about these things, you know, going into kindergarten. And that is, you know, let's talk about the suicide rate, what that has done to these kids. But it seems like, well, you know, that's just acceptable, I guess, in their equation, acceptable collateral damage, Jeff.
You're right. The school lockdowns, the depression, the anxiety, the things kids are viewing on YouTube and TikTok, there are literally hundreds of YouTube and TikTok accounts of transgender individuals, and they have millions of followers, and amongst those followers are adolescents, pre-adolescents, and teenagers. So it's not just through schools that this ideology is coming, but transgender ideology is also coming through social media. And if you disagree, you get canceled. That happened to a representative from Missouri just the other day. She said, women's sports are for women, not for men who pretend to be women. And Twitter shut down her account.
So, exactly.
But yeah, we're going to see that kind of damage and more because of the ferocity of this agenda.
Well, even Facebook's admission, I mean, here's the gal who stepped out, and I wonder, okay, why did she step out here? I don't know, I'm being suspicious and of critical mind going, but okay. But she said, here's the underbelly of Facebook. We present these things. We have an algorithm. We know what's going to titillate the interest and to exacerbate click, and here's the clickbait. And we know it within our own humanity. Sex sells. Sex is enticing. And they are irresponsibly throwing it out there and titillating kids that do not have the experience and conscious development to be able to, properly, you know, discern this information. All that's being done to them, it's like here we are, we're reliving the addiction days of tobacco all over again, aren't we, in a sense?
Yeah, I mean, imagine, just imagine, okay, stick with me, that you're a young girl, maybe 11 or 12, your body's changing, and you don't really like what's going on with your body, and then you start hearing all this stuff about, well, maybe I'm a boy inside, and then you start binging on YouTube, or you hear this at school, or any of the other different ways that children hear about transgenderism. Imagine the pain of hating your body so much that you decide you're the opposite sex, and the mental and psychological and spiritual confusion that causes, and it's being promulgated by social media and by the education system in many ways.
How irresponsible that we would do that to our kids. Jesus was pretty clear about it. You know, how dare you keep the kids away from me, right?
Yeah.
Not good. Go ahead.
And I know we're coming up on an ending, so...
Yeah, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I mentioned to people that at thedailycitizen.org, where I write, its focus is culture and policy outlet. We have a bunch of resources for parents and teachers on these issues to help people understand what's happening in the schools and to take action.
It is important to have this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. And as our good friend from the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, says, it is knowledge that precedes action. And it's right knowledge and right action. Jeff Johnston, thank you for being with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and Target
neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.